You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to Kind World from WBUR.
My name is Carolyn Reeves, and I'm a historian of China. It was 1986. I had graduated from college. I had studied Chinese. So I was in China looking for a job, which was pretty unusual in the 80s. Being a foreigner put you in the spotlight. I was blonde, and there were lots and lots of Chinese who had never seen a foreigner. People are staring at you all the time because you're different. It had been closed under the Maoist regime. And so to go in the 80s, you felt like you were stepping into just a great unknown. The train station in Canton was a major, major hub. This huge concrete space just filled with people. And there were those steam trains. Chaka, 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 choo, choo. It would be like O'Hare when all the flights had been canceled and there was going to be delays for 3 days. Babies and grandma and everybody wearing Mao suits, these blue and gray suits. A seething mass of humanity. I'm a New England gal. I do not like the heat, right? And it was hot. And so I was wearing just a little sundress that had these little straps with buttons on them. I'm a full-figured gal, but it was too hot to be wearing underwear. I was not wearing a bra. I was wearing panties. I don't think that there was much to them. And I had this big, heavy backpack on my back, and I thought, okay, it's time for me to get my ticket out. And you know how you sort of move your shoulder forward, and then you slip the backpack off your shoulders? And as the straps came off my shoulders, they took my little spaghetti straps of my sundress with them. And all of a sudden, I look down, and I'm naked. Except for my panties, I am naked. My dress has fallen off. I mean, I didn't even realize it could do that. It's in a puddle at my feet in a crowd of thousands, and they're all staring at me. I mean, who does that happen to? I'm looking out at the sea of faces, and I still see them, like in my dreams. It was like my whole lifetime had just stopped. And I couldn't move. And then before I even had to really think, there's a voice in my ear, and there's this woman, another foreigner, like me. She came out of the crowd, grabbed my dress from the floor, and she just held what was left of my dress against my chest in like almost like a hug. And she said, "Don't worry, I've got you." If I had seen this happening to somebody else, there is no way I would have had the presence of mind to react so quickly. She didn't cover her eyes and just lower her head, which is what I probably would have done. She acted. She said, "I'm with you. I'm going to be another woman for you." She just stood there until I could get myself to think, okay, I can move again. I can take the straps that have broken. I took one, she took the other. We tied them in a knot. I think if I were alone, I would have just dropped to the ground, curled up in a ball, private parts facing down, and died. And died. I was a professor for 20 years. And so there's that joke, you know, that you have that nightmare every year before you start your first class where you're standing in front of a class naked, teaching. But this happened to me. And I lived. In my interpretation of that nightmare, there is a kind person who will come. And so, you know what? I don't have that nightmare anymore. How great is that?
Now, I've experienced my fair share of embarrassing moments, but I'm not sure any were quite like this. I'm guessing many of you have found yourself in crazy situations. How did you get yourself out of it? Tell me your story by emailing kindworld@wbur.org. You can find more Kind World stories at wbur.org/kindworld, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast. I'm Erica Lance. Thanks for listening.
I keep my clothes on much more tightly now because, I mean, you just don't ever want that to happen twice.